You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabach.
Hey, hey! Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is finally Monday. Pardon me. And I am so excited to be back on the air. We've got so much to talk about tonight. So much happened over the weekend, especially here in Wisconsin. Those of you who are Packer fans, and there are many, we will try to bring a smile to your face tonight, try to cheer you up as the results from this weekend for Packer fans, Conrad included, were not great, and it was not a very good way to end the season. Now, I've made it very clear on the show that I'm a Bears fan, and yes, I'm happy about the win. And all I can tell you, you listening, Con?
I'm listening.
All right. This is what it's been like for the last 30 years as a Bear fan. So as much as I feel bad for you guys, I actually do because I've been on that side of it, and it was no fun. How are you doing, Con?
I'm doing all right.
Hanging in there?
I got the Wordle in two today, so that's good.
I've not done the Wordle yet. You know, the one time the Wordle, I usually do a do for my first word.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, audio is another one with four vowels. So I would do that. So I would switch back and forth. And about probably 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I switched to a do and the word was audio. So if I had guessed audio, I would have had it in one.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been done before, but I've got a handful of twos this year, or in the last couple months, I should say. But
I keep it the same every time, just in case that
That's
happens.
Smart.
I will never change it.
Now I do a do all the time because I feel like they're going to make
it's
that.
It's going to do it.
Yeah, that. Yeah. But when I do it, like my wife and my daughter, and if my son's around, we'll do it together. And we always pick a word and go from there. And I know that will be a do that time, too, when I pick the word like brick or something, you know. So. But two is good. That's
yeah, I start with dream. That's my go to word.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I dream to get it in one.
Very well done. And you also keep the S and the T. Like those are good go to letters. But you also keep your S, keep your T, and yeah, there you go. I'm excited. Now knowing that you got it in two, I usually do it with my wife when I get home at night, and I'll have to figure out.
Don't do dream. You can't switch up now.
That's true. Although I think you'd be a pal and tell me if it was a do, if that was the word.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the word is.
All right, whatever. That is Conrad Krieger, folks, producing the show tonight. I am Pete Schwabach. It is great to have you with us. We have a really good show tonight. Some outstanding guests, a fun question. We will break down the events of the weekend. We'll talk a little Bears-Packers. We'll talk a little Golden Globe Awards. Maybe next hour we'll get to that. Some fun stuff happening. I didn't know that there was an ARP Awards, AARP. They give movie awards out. They already announced them over the weekend. We can talk about that a little bit too, but the celebration, or the event, I should say, will be airing in late February. And it's kind of cool because they chose different, like I would say a lot of the films that have been chosen in the award shows so far are kind of repetitive. It's a lot of the same films. And the ARP Awards were not that. They had some different winners, some that were nominated for the Golden Globes or Critics' Choice or whatever, but different winners, which is kind of fun. And I didn't even know that anybody can have film awards. Con, you could give out Conrad's film awards.
Yes, I could.
It might take you a while to get some traction.
Everything would be going to Marty Supreme.
My son Joe, who periodically will do movie reviews, he'll come on and give like a quick 5-minute movie review, saw Primate. So
that movie actually looks kind of scary, to be honest. Like, because the plot is that the ape gets,
yeah, it's rabies. Like a, it's like a family pet,
yeah,
and it gets rabies. And I thought I read where the whole family had to stay in the pool or something to protect themselves. I don't know.
Well, I saw that in the 3-minute commercial where I pretty much saw the whole movie.
Right, that's always fun. Yeah, but he liked it. He thought it was an amazing premise. He went with a group. That's a kind of fun movie, too, to see with a group, like Anaconda or something like that. But we'll probably have Joe on Tuesday or Wednesday, because I do want to hear about that movie. I said save it for the air. I don't want to hear about it too much, because I think it'll be fun to talk about. So at some point, we'll talk about Primate. But Avatar, number one again at the box office.
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
I don't know. Well, this weekend, I'll probably go, because there's no Packer football.
So. No Packer football. So let's jump into that. Let's get the elephant out of the room so we can proceed.
Well,
and you know what? Connie Feldman is going to be here at 5:35.
Yeah, she probably great will reporter. Say something about it too.
She'll have Packer thoughts. Mike Clemens is here at 6:10. Sherry Stoka, nutritionist, is here at 6:35. She is from Wisconsin. I believe still lives here. She might have thoughts. And then at least in the last hour, one of our favorites, Rob Brackenridge, will be here with his good pal, Mike Merrifield. Both of them phenomenal stand-up comedians and Wisconsinites. So maybe we can go out on a laugh and put everybody at ease tonight. But there will be some Packer talk over the course of the show. It was crazy that was only the third time in over 100 years they met in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Bears are 2-1 against us in the playoffs.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, how far are you going back for that other victory? Because the Packers beat the Bears in, was it 2010 or 2012?
2010. When we won the Super Bowl.
I think that's the year Lovie Smith kind of rested his starters. And maybe the Packers would have won anyway, but the Packers won. And I think that got them into the playoffs. Is that true? Or is that 2012 I'm thinking of? I don't know if it was the Super Bowl year or not. But anyway, that one hurt a lot. So we're 2-1 against the Packers in the playoffs. That's crazy. Yeah. All right.
And, you know, it was a tough one, definitely, for sure. I mean, but it's like kind of how it went all year, basically.
Yeah.
In the second half, LaFleur plays down to his competition, and Ben Johnson has a crazy comeback win. Like, just how we've been seeing all year. It's just,
yeah.
It happened.
It has been an insane. I don't think it's been exciting if for Bears fans with those comebacks. I don't think that's any way to live permanently in the NFL. Like, and I do think Ben Johnson is a little crazy going for it. I know.
I mean, those were crazy to go for, but
insane. But I know you don't trust your defense, but you're sending them a terrible message too, because they're a bunch of gritty guys. I know they're not a good defense. They have no pass rush. They can't stop the run, but to go for it, then at least punt it. Maybe the special teams guy fumbles it, or you get a takeaway, or, I mean, that is, he's got to be a little crazy. And I don't understand, Conrad, this fight he's kind of picked with LaFleur.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just he wants to, you know, the rivalry to continue, because it's like, I don't know. It's like that handshake at the end of the game was,
oh my gosh.
It made me laugh a lot.
He looked a little crazy when he went in for the handshake, too, because he just took a header. One of his players knocked him over. And then he went and shook LaFleur's hand, and I'm sure LaFleur is still dealing with what just happened. But I don't know if they're going for a Mike, or if Johnson, I should say. And a lot of Bears fans are saying, oh, the Packers are trash-talking all week. I don't know if that's true or not. Is that where the Packers kind of...
This is the thing, is they said, oh, yeah, because last week it was like, we're either going to play the Eagles or the Bears. You know, and then the Packers players were like, oh, we want the Bears.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't call that trash. Well, I mean, it's confrontative. I don't know if I'd call it trash talk.
Honestly, I would have played the Eagles after watching what they did last night.
Yeah, that was weird, too. Tell me, are the Chargers a bad team? Is Justin Herbert a good quarterback?
He has no time in the pocket ever. Like, it's like he gets the ball and then there's already a guy right there.
That is insane.
Like, there's no O-line for him. Like, I saw the stat yesterday that three of his offensive linemen are rated last for offensive linemen.
Okay.
In the NFL.
Now, I know he was getting rushed, but I this guy just seems like he's never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
He's got all the tools. He looks like a quarterback. He's tall. I just don't know if he's a good or not. You know what I mean? Like, everybody needs a line.
I mean, I think this could be like a Drew Brees kind of thing.
Will they trade him? Harbaugh.
He'll go to another team and he'll be great.
Oh, speaking of crazy, Harbaugh is the type that would do something like that, too. Here's what I do on... All right, so here's what happened. Saturday, we went to Chicago. I took my wife and my two kids. We met a couple family members down there and watched the game. And the game would have cost us, 2,500 bucks minimum. And I go, if I'm not, like, I was kind of expect, I didn't think the Packers were slightly favored. I'm like, I'm not going to go pay. And then if they lose, I'll be furious. Had I known they were going to, the Bears were going to win, I would have paid. But who knows that? But so we just went to a bar. We got a great deal on a hotel. We went to a bar. Here's what, and I told you this before the show, I don't like fans that yell and try to emasculate NFL players while they're sitting on their fat butts in a sports bar. And I saw this in Chicago, and I saw this online with Packer fans. And all NFL fans do it. They try to, they use the word bitch, like they're yelling, like, sit down, you, like, what are you doing? Like, you're not in the game. You're a fan. So to sort of denigrate a professional athlete, I mean, I get cheering, but I get uncomfortable with that. I get uncomfortable with the Ben Johnson LaFleur thing. These two guys are both like these clean-cut good guys in front of the – I don't – it seems manufactured to me. And Johnson's doing, I will admit.
Yeah, I mean, so there's this thing called I don't have it anymore. I wish I still did. But it's called a Packer brick, all right? And it's just, you know, it has like – it's like a pillow pretty much, but it's in the shape of a brick. It has a Packers logo on it. And every time you get a little angry, you just chuck that thing at the TV instead of saying words. And it works, you know?
It just gets your hostility out or whatever.
Yeah.
You see these terrible, like, there was a montage of reels of both sides of fans, people breaking TVs. I mean, get a grip. And I've been mad. I've been, but at the end of the day, and then I see kids, like, I felt a little bit worse about the win when I saw this Packer fan, this kid, just start bawling. And I want to say to the parents, tell them it doesn't matter. It's not that important. But also, you're a kid. It was horrible to see that, you know.
I mean, I definitely would. When I was younger, I'd cry over my team's losing.
Really?
But that's just because I love sports so much.
I did too. And I think it's gotten more important in our culture. I remember crying over something. Like, it would hurt, you know, if my team didn't win, but.
I seen a bunch of posts, like, on TikTok or Twitter. Yeah. It's like, it's probably like these kids that have TikTok accounts. They're just like, yeah, I cried all night.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh my God.
You know what I did after the game? I was at my brother's and I was planning just to stay at his house because it was late. And I was like, I want to go home. I sat in silence for a 30-minute ride home. Just thought about it.
That is so funny because that's what we, in this bar we were at, you know, I hadn't been around other Bears fans in so long. And we just sat there like we couldn't believe what we had just seen, especially after what happened. That's why I was thinking there's no way they're going to come back again because of what happened 3 weeks ago. It was shocking. I mean, it was I truly feel for Packer fans because I've been on that side of it many, many times against Aaron Rodgers, who tore our hearts out many times. But condolences to Packer fans. Congratulations to Bears. The rivalry is officially back. That's one thing is for sure. So
yes,
we know that.
And I'll say this. The one thing I saw yesterday that really made me happy was Matthew Golden finally getting a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
He looked great. And it's just like, I'm finally happy that he kind of took a jump. Just in the playoffs, too, out of all things.
Well, maybe that's something we can mention to Mike Clemens, too, who will be here to break down the game for us at 6:10. Connie Feldman coming up after news, sports, and weather, which is just 10 minutes away, folks. Sit tight. We are coming right back with the question of the night. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. From when it did, I fall.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you here. We've got a really fun week of guests coming your way this week and a really fun night tonight. As I mentioned, Connie Feldman will be here after the news, which is coming up in just about 8 minutes. We've got news, sports, and weather. We'll talk to Connie about some of the things going on around here locally and have a nice discussion with our friend. She's been on the show before, and we love when she is when she joins us. And then after the top of the hour, Mike Clemens will be here at about 6:10, breaking down the Packer-Bear game. And then Sherry Stoka, nutritionist and Wayless MD founder here in Wisconsin. She will join us at 6:35. And we're going to ask Sherry how to shed those extra few pounds you might have put on during the holidays. Did you put weight on, Con, during the holidays?
I mean, yeah, I didn't work out for like 2 weeks. No. So I probably... And I ate a bunch of good food, so.
I did read something not too far back where people say you'd be surprised how much weight you don't. Like, everybody kind of does that, I think. They stop working out for 2 weeks, they eat a lot, and they go, oh, my God, I gained 20 pounds. It's really only like a pound or two that you can work off pretty quickly if you're like, serious about it. So we will ask Sherry about that. I actually did put on 20 pounds, so I have lots to ask our friend Sherry. And then in hour number three, Rob Brackenridge, Appleton-based, very funny stand-up comedian. And another, I believe this other gentleman is also from Appleton. I know he is a Wisconsin comedian. Mike Merrifield will be here. They're going to be here together because they're doing a football fundraiser for me in Marinette that I do every year, January 31st. These two outstanding comedians. The people of Marinette do not know what they are in for on January 31st. They're both going to be in the studio, so we'll get some laughs before we get out of here tonight. It'll be fun to have Rob, who we have on regularly, and Mike. It will be his first time on the show, so I'm excited to meet Mike. But that's a fun show. Right now, before we go any further, and before the news, let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Yesterday was National Sunday Dinner Day. What is your favorite tradition that involves food? What is your favorite tradition that involves food? I used to love Sunday dinners. We used to have them in my family a lot. We'd go out to my grandparents in the suburbs and have Sunday dinner every week. And that was a lot of fun. So I would say that would be mine, but I have a couple others. But let us know what your favorite tradition is that involves food. It could be a holiday dinner, hot dog eating contest, Joey Chestnut, whatever. Whatever floats your boat when it comes to food. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to text us on the text line, you can also use the app, very easy to use. And if you're watching the radio tonight on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment and let us know what your favorite tradition is that involves food. I'm just going to say, I'm going to come right out and say it. Foreplay.
Really? Explain.
I like eating a casserole off a woman's butt. No, I just, you know, I was just trying to be silly, but I have a lot of that. I don't think people really eat dinner as much together mm-hmm. as they used to. Yeah. I know it was tough to do in my family with my kids because they were so busy, and I think that's a challenge of a lot of families. But so I will just say a basic dinner, but I also love ordering food, specifically bad food, during what I like to call a sports contest.
That's a good one because, yeah. You know, I've had my fair share of bad food at watching football games, wings, pizza, that stuff. But I'd say my favorite thing is a nice hot dog at the ballpark.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, when I was younger, washing it down with a Pepsi, but now washing it down with a summer shanty.
There you go. That's a great one. Yeah. Ballpark food or any, you know, the other night. This bar we were at, the food wasn't great. So I kind of felt cheated. I'm in Chicago, a good food city. So we went to Portillo's, got a couple beef sandwiches way too late at night. So I would say watching, my favorite is probably, and I'll throw a movie in there too. Like if you go to Flicks Brewhouse in Madison, love getting a decent meal while you're watching a movie or during a game, whether you're watching it at home or like you said, Con, eating a hot dog at the ballpark. You cannot beat that. Those are great. How about a pancake breakfast?
I mean, that's great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also say Taco Tuesday.
Oh, I saw you said that. Yeah, Taco Tuesday. social media.
I don't do it much often anymore, but, like, when you know, and, like, in high school, they'd do Taco Tuesday just for the lunches, you know.
Absolutely.
Or just after that. It's just Taco Tuesday is great. Going out to get a taco from a place on Tuesday.
Could you leave your campus when you were in high school during lunch?
Senior year, we could if we got, I forget what it was called. But, yeah, we could.
A B average?
Yes, it was open campus. You could go out to eat for lunch or whatever, but there wasn't many options in Kewaskum.
That's kind of cool.
Subway, Dairy Queen, or McDonald's?
Those are your options in Kewaskum?
Those were the options.
Man. And isn't it funny? Like, it was the same way in Marinette. I remember being at a bar and a woman saying, oh, we're getting an Arby's. I hope we get an Arby's. She was so excited. Like, when you're in these tiny towns, unless you get, you know, a nice restaurant, that's what you hope for is fast food, but that is different, you know? So let us know what your favorite way or what your favorite tradition is that involves food. Folks, that is our question of the night. And we've got Connie Feldman coming up and the news coming up in just a couple minutes. I do have to say, Con, this was kind of funny. I know we've only got a few seconds here, but these guys in the train, these Packer fans sat right in front of us. There were these young guys having fun. They had energy drinks, shots, beer. And my son said they were doing Zins, like nicotine patch.
Mm-hmm.
What is your goal there? Would you even remember the game? One energy drink. I don't even think I'd. It's insane.
Sounds like a great night.
That's celebrating with food, though. That's a food tradition. All right, we're coming right back. News, sports, and weather is next. Connie Feldman is coming up at 5:35. I am so glad you're here, folks. It is Monday. Let's party. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. It is so great to have you with me tonight, folks. Lots of fun stuff happening on the show. Connie Feldman, WGBW reporter, will be here in just a couple minutes. Mike Clemens after the top of the hour. And then we've got nutritionist Sherry Stoka at 6:35. And then two really outstanding comedians join me at 7:20 in the studio. Local fellows, Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield. So there's your guest lineup. Our question of the night is, and I've thought about this too much. Yesterday was National Sunday Dinner Day. What is your favorite tradition that involves food? I said foreplay. Conrad said something much more wholesome. Taco Tuesday.
And a nice hot dog at the ballpark.
A nice hot dog at the ballpark. That's a good one, too. We will ask Connie Feldman, what she thinks, too, when she joins the show. I saw this. This was kind of funny. 10 things we want to stop caring about in 2026.
Yeah, where's the Packers? Is that in number one? Or?
So how long will it take you? I will say when I was younger, like when I was your age, it took me longer to get over something. But like I said, we as Bear fans, we've had our hearts ripped out. And part of it was just... Maybe this hurts more. You tell me what you think, but Aaron Rodgers was just a better player than anybody we had. So even though it looked like we had the game in the bag, Rodgers would come down and win and throw a touchdown, and then he would trash talk and say his stuff. But he was a better player. You know, these two teams are pretty even. They've had a lot of injuries, certainly the Packers as of late. But I don't know.
I think Micah Parsons is the best player on that field, you know, when he's healthy at all times. But
right,
that's just how it goes. And now I'm just, you know, I didn't have too much expectations going to this game just because how many injuries and just lost four in a row.
Yeah, but you guys got a lot of players back, which had to, I mean, Jordan Love looked really sharp.
He looked great.
He looked great during the game. So he's obviously all healed up.
Yes, and I forgot. Okay, top 10 things to stop caring about.
The Packers is your number one. So we got a text on the stream, too, from my pal Alan Martin, who says, glad to hear you're still a Bears fan, Pete. That game could have gone to either team. Yeah, that's a diplomatic way of looking at it. It was just one of those games you can't. You know what, Con? You can't believe it happened after what happened 3 weeks ago. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Also on the stream, Stacy Sue answering our question of the night. She says, I have fond memories of my Swedish grandmother and her Swedish Christmas cookies. They were delicious. So every Christmas, I make her cookies. Oh, that's nice, Stacy Sue. What are Swedish Christmas cookies?
I don't know, Stacy Sue. You should maybe send some.
Yeah, send us a recipe if you want.
Send us the samples.
Well, let's figure that out. Oh, but thank you for the text either way, Stacy Sue. And we've got Connie Feldman coming up in just a moment. She will be here live and in person. And she's very demanding. She said she'd like to be flown in for her appearance. And she wants a per diem. And we gave that to her. And now she's here. So we will talk to her in just a moment. But yeah, I want to get to this, Con, because there are things that people don't want to stress about in 2026. And the first one, I'll just tease you with this, responding to texts as soon as possible. One person said they intentionally wait now because they don't want to establish an expectation. And that makes sense to me. I'm, you know, because my kids were like that for a long time. They would have to be respond right away. And I hate that expectation. I couldn't do it. You respond right away, or do you give a cushion there?
Depends on the person. Like, you know, if it's you, I'll probably wait 2 days or something.
Yeah. I've noticed.
If it's my parents, I'll text them back.
Do you get right back to them?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Paula and Steve, always nice to get a text back from Conrad. All right, here's number 10. Things you can't control. There's no use stressing over stuff you can't do about anything, but it's a tough one. Everyone does it. That is the one thing I try to teach my kids is like, if you can't control it, take it off your plate.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something like you're late, that's on you, whatever. But if it's out of your control, it is wasted worry. Number 9, buying a house. It's gotten so hard, a lot of people would rather stop stressing and just be happy where they are. I always thought I was going to be a renter. Honestly, I never had any, I didn't desire, it wasn't even a cost thing as much as it was. I didn't want to do the upkeep. I didn't want to garden, cut grass. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like renting. It's pretty nice. The last three places I've lived at, I haven't had a shovel. The place before that, they made a shovel, though, so that was cool.
They made you shovel?
It was in the lease. It was in the lease.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. We had to split duties with, like, our upstairs neighbors.
That's
terrible. It was a house in Milwaukee, you know?
So then you argue, like, over whose turn it is? Hey,
pretty
I shoveled
much.
Last week.
Well, pretty much we did it all the time because the people upstairs did. We're like, well, I thought it was your turn. I'm just like, I'm just going to get it done just so no arguing and we just get it done.
That would be a deal breaker for me. I don't think I would move into a
What am I supposed to do? And I was like, yeah, well, this place is open and it's cheap enough that two college kids can live in.
And you bench to probably back then even more. So you can handle
the shoveling. No, I benched less then because I didn't work out all the time.
That's because you didn't shovel.
In college, I never wanted to go to the gym.
Steve, Conrad's dad checks in. This is good. I'd love to hear from Packer fans, guys. Tell me what you're thinking. Steve says, there's no doubt about it. The Pack will be back. Hopefully, we will hire a new kicker.
That's probably a
consensus, right?
Yeah, I want the substitute teacher back.
Well, that's terrible. But the LaFleur, I think, is safe. You know what? Let's ask a true pro about what she thinks. Whether she has inside information or not, I don't know. But Connie Feldman is here now in the studio. She does great work here at WGBW and throughout Civic Media on the network. She's one of our pals. She's been here before, and she joins us now in studio to talk about all things Connie. How are you?
I'm great.
It's good to have you here. Did you have to come back? Because you're here all day, right?
I am.
You have to come back to be on the show. See, I was thinking you'd like hang around. It wouldn't be heavy lifting for you to do this.
Well, I thought about it, but then I actually took off early because I'm like, I'm coming back tonight.
So. We are on the air. So if you took off early, I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to just put...
I think I'm okay.
Okay. You could say you're covering a story or something.
I spend plenty of hours here. I think I'm just fine.
How are you tonight? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm over it. You know, I kind of over the Packers loss. This morning was a little rough for me. You know, Dan was talking about it, and I'm like, I don't think I'm ready to talk yet. But
really?
Yeah.
You kind of have to be, though, right, with what you do?
Yeah.
Where did you watch the game on Saturday night?
At home.
At home. Okay.
Which was unusual.
With your husband or a group?
The whole family.
Nice.
Was home, which was really unusual.
You know, I part of me is like, I told Conrad earlier, as a Bear fan, I've had my heart literally ripped out of my chest so many times over the last 25 years. Like, you know, you guys, and this is like, usually though, it was easy for me to stomach because you guys had better players. Aaron Rodgers is better. Brett Favre, we've never had a quarterback.
You do now.
Yeah, he's definitely a playmaker. Yep. I wish he didn't have to wait. He kind of drives me a little crazy. I don't think I can live like this much longer. But what do you do after a loss like that? What would you tell other Packer fans? I know for me, I would just watch a movie. I would try to put sports out of my head when my team lost. But how do you deal with it?
I don't know. That's a good question because I don't very well. I kind of obsess about it.
Do you
talk about
that
things
big a fan? Wow.
That you can't control?
Yeah.
You can't control it.
You can't control it. Exactly.
It's a game.
That's a great point.
You know? You got to move on.
Right.
But yeah, you know, and especially games like just even this last one, up until 10 seconds to go, there was still a chance.
Right.
You know, and I always believe they can do it.
And I'll tell you this, the trauma I have as a Bears fan was always, Rodgers always did it. He got it done.
Yep.
And they had all those plays and, you know, Love's had a great game. His numbers were incredible. I thought, well, there's no way we're going to hold them for four plays. Just because of what had happened in the past. It's trauma. It's sports trauma. It's not even important, and it bothers me that I care, but that's what happens, right?
Did you hear about, Terry Barr did a story today about the rehash of Packers-Bears games kind of turns into sports therapy, you know? Because you kind of got to talk it out.
You got to talk it out.
You got to talk it out.
Well, that's what we're doing right here tonight. It's great to have you here. What do you have yesterday was national, I can't think of the food traditions. Yesterday was
Sunday dinner day.
Sunday dinner day.
Oh.
What is your favorite tradition that involves food? And it can be a sporting event. I said that's one of my favorite things to do is just order pizza or wings or nachos or something and watch sports.
You know, well, it's a food tradition, I guess. We I host Thanksgiving dinner every year up at our cabins.
Oh, nice.
So, which sounds really quaint and comfy and cozy, but there is the issue. Like last year, this past year, the power went out. I had 2 15-pound birds I had to keep cold, but I didn't want to put them outside because there's bears. You know, there's, I mean, just the fiascos I've gone through to do this cozy, quaint tradition is hysterical.
Oh, that's funny.
But it is. I mean, it's a great place. Then everybody can come to me. There's not all that driving around on Thanksgiving. I'll be at the cabin with a bird in the oven. Come if you're able.
And you seem like one of those people that likes to feed other people. You just get joy in providing. That's so cool. That's fun. All right. So what is happening? Connie Feldman is here, by the way, folks. She is a reporter here at WGBW. You hear her work here or in the southern part of the state. She does outstanding work here just covering the news. What is going on? What do we need to know about? Anything happening locally?
Well, you know, there is, but I'm trying to think of some more lighthearted stuff because what's happening right now are a lot of ICE protests.
Yeah. In Green Bay here?
Yeah, well, all around. But in Green Bay, the interesting thing about Green Bay is they've doubled in size in just the past week.
Really?
There are a couple dozen folks out, I think, the night of the shooting in Light Park. And then the last one, this last weekend on Sunday, there were hundreds of people there.
Mm.
And now there's a notice going out from the Oneida business people that for tribal members to make sure you keep your ID, your tribal ID handy.
Jeez.
So that's not lighthearted. But
that's not lighthearted, kind of, but
that's the news.
That's what's happening. And I'm proud of myself because I didn't make a joke about people liking warm drinks when you said ICE protest. So I'm a fan. But you know what? I've grown up, Connie. I don't think that's appropriate. So I don't say that kind of stuff anymore.
It reminds me of Europe.
Europe?
Yeah. You've been to Europe?
I have not been to Europe.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, they serve your beer warm. And if you order soda or water, you know, it's served.
It's warm.
Room temperature.
No
and
kidding.
They don't give you a lot of ice.
What do you make of that?
I think it's conspiracy is what I think.
I want to ask you, and maybe we'll do this after the break, because I know we don't have too much time with you, so I want to maximize it. But you have recently, and we'll do this after a very short break, folks, but Connie... shared this great story with me recently when I had Steve March Torme on the show. And Steve came in, and he's Mel Torme's son. He's this famous, he's a Nepo baby, basically. Yeah. And he grew up in Manhattan and then in Beverly Hills, and now he lives in Appleton. We had such a fun time, and you shared this outstanding story with me about your interaction with him, and I put it down
and
right where I wouldn't
off.
See it.
Totally blew it off.
I did, but it wasn't intentional.
It must not have been that fantastic.
I finished my other questions and put them down on top of the story, and then after the show, I'm like, oh, God, you're such a numbskull, Pete. So we will we'll talk to Connie about that. She can share that story with us. Let us know, folks, if you want to vent about the Packers, that's okay. If you want to answer tonight's question, which is, what is your favorite tradition that involves food? That's fine as well. Brett from Brown Deer says, growing up every Sunday, my mom had two iron skillets and she would fry chicken for dinner. That's my favorite tradition. That's a great tradition. It can be anything, folks. Share. Be part of the fun. We are coming right back with Connie Feldman and her Steve March Torme story. That's coming up next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Our question of the night is, yesterday was National Sunday Dinner Day. What is your favorite tradition that involves food? Barb from Waukesha says Valentine's Day, because I can always count on a delicious steak at Bartolotta's. That's a Milwaukee steakhouse. I've heard it's fantastic. Great text, Barb. Thank you. Keep those texts coming. Folks, we will read them on the radio. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with our pal, reporter here at WGBW and for Civic Media, Connie Feldman. I say that, but you've done like kind of everything in media, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I started out years, and I've been at every station in Green Bay except for Channel 2. Started at 26 before 26 had news.
Really?
And before they were, what are they, NBC. They were Fox back then. But I wrote commercials. I wrote and produced commercials. So, and then I went to news from there. And then, funny thing about the Steve March Torme story has to do with, well, I don't want to give it away. But
well, let's jump into it. Let's we know that you're qualified at what you do. We don't have to rehash that. We've talked about that before. But yeah, tell us. Steve March Torme, for those of you just joining us, is the son of Mel Torme and the stepson of Hal March.
Yeah.
So two famous father figures. I'm not sure what his mom did. We didn't really cover that. But so he's had a really interesting life. Born in Manhattan, raised in Beverly Hills. He's been in Appleton now for 20 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. Married a girl from Appleton, lives here. Great guy. He was so much fun. I had him in the studio. He sang the Christmas song.
I know.
That his dad made famous.
I know.
And you had a story that I alluded to right before the break and I just dropped the ball. I spaced out and did not share it with him. But I would love it if you told it. It's such a fun story.
Well, it was funny because I was such a huge fan geek over him. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
And if you're a musician, the son of Mel Torme, and I love big band music. I love
it.
And as a result, I go to this music camp. Yep, it's a band camp up in the North Woods. Okay. But they bring in these musicians from L.A. and New York. Long story about that. The guy's married to a woman whose family owns this resort. Anyway, so Steve March Torme was our guest artist one night. And I was so starstruck to be playing behind him and then to be standing next to him at the bar we were ordering. And the bartender comes up. And I'm trying to be all cool, because I'm standing next to Steve March Torme. And she says, wait, I know you from somewhere. And I look over at Steve, and waiting for him to answer. And she says, you're that gal on TV.
Oh, funny.
And he looks at me and I'm thinking, well, I've been on the news for, about 15 years. I was broadcasters probably from that. Then she comes back and she says, you're that girl that does the shoe commercials. And he looks, and I'm trying to be all funny and self-deprecating, and I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal up in these parts. And look at him, and he's like, yeah, apparently so. I was so embarrassed.
But you thought at first they were talking to him.
Of course. Yeah. Because he's, and she has, still has no idea who he is.
Who he is, yeah.
She thinks I'm a big shot because I do shoe commercials in Green
Bay. I just score the shoe commercials.
But it, and that's a funny story.
Okay.
Because I took a break from TV to raise our daughter. I was at Fox 11 for about 10 years. My husband was there. He still works there. He's been there 48 years.
Oh, wow.
I was visiting him. I walked through the studio where they were shooting a Rogan's shoe commercial because they used to produce them there. I used to write them, actually, back at 26.
Really?
Anyway, after I left, apparently they went to my husband and said, oh, you know what? We've been looking for a spokesperson for Rogan's. Would Connie be interested? Ask her.
And she's got outstanding feet. We gotta have her.
Yeah. I had a foot double because I don't have outstanding feet. And they did some sandals. Anyway, I had been out of news because to me, there's a big conflict of interest. Had I wanted any future in news as a journalist,
yeah, right.
You don't want to be a paid spokesperson. Right. But anyway, I did those commercials for about 12 years, and when they ran on every station, back to back, all the time. And more people to this day recognize me from Rogan's shoe commercials.
No kidding.
Than from however, 15 years as a journalist on television in Green Bay.
You out-celebrityed Steve Marsh Torme, it sounds like.
Well, in the North Woods, maybe I did, yeah.
What was it like when you said, okay, I'll do this, and then they saw your feet and they said, ooh.
They didn't ever see my feet.
Oh, they just knew who they wanted for that.
They said, are you comfortable in sandals? We're going to shoot a thing. And I said, actually, nope, I'm not. I got gnarly feet. I was a dancer.
Oh, you know? Right. Okay.
So the Grip at the time, who was also, I think she's the promotion manager.
Whipped them off and showed her dogs?
Oh, no. She yeah, she's like, I'll do it.
Wow. Oh, that's so funny.
And she had beautiful feet. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. How long ago was that now?
Oh, that had to be mid-2012, maybe.
Okay.
I did them from 2008 till I went back into television.
Great run.
But I had so many different sets of kids during that time. They used to give me like a different set of kids for each commercial. I'm like, you guys are really making me look a little bit like the Rogan shoe mom that kind of kept around.
I don't think anybody thought that.
I don't think anybody.
You have a very newsworthy, a trustworthy face, as they say in news. And I think we hear that in your voice now on radio. I really want you to tell me about Song Sung Blue. We've got about a minute before we have to bail for the news. Mike Clemens is coming up. Can you stay for a few minutes after the news?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And
absolutely.
You're welcome to stay and hang with Mike. Mike Clemens is the guy for Packer fans, I think, to have and listen to him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's so great. So
yeah, he is.
We'll do this. We'll talk to Connie when we come back. We'll hear your thumbnail sketch review of Song Sung Blue. And real quick, in about 30 seconds, the accent, did they get that? Or
I thought they nailed it.
Okay.
I thought Kate Hudson sounded exactly like my stepmother.
Wow. That's funny. Did you bird dog your stepmom and try to copy the... All right, Connie Feldman is here, folks. We love her work here at WGBW and Civic Media. We're coming right back after news, sports, and weather. And Mike Clemens will be here as well. We'll keep talking Packers Bears. Sherry Stoka, nutritionist and founder of Wayless MD, is going to tell us how we can shed those couple holiday pounds we might have put on. That's at 6:35. And two really funny guys, Rob Brackenridge and Mike Merrifield, will be here in hour number three. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.